back, y'all. This is a new week. You feel me?
You were way too excited about this one.
Sorry. Y'all know it's a different energy. Like, you can just feel greatness. Like, I can just...
Is it coming from over in this area?
Bro, it's coming from that area, bro. Like, you
know, it's coming from the third person down this way.
It's coming from the third down. I'm about to swag and surf this introduction. You know what I'm saying? Like, I almost skipped Crystal and Jeremy just to introduce, you know what I'm saying, Boss Lady. But I really just need y'all to know, I'm excited to have my family here. And I'm always going to pay them their due respect. K-Hart, how you feeling?
I'm good. Let's move on.
Jay, how you feeling?
Oh, amazing.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. If Tracy, it's because we're one.
It's because y'all won?
Well, yeah, because you said, Jay, how you feeling? And she...
Well, first of all, you just called her out. And but you said that y'all won. I already got that part, okay? Like, that's fine. Tracy?
I feel awesome.
I'm glad you do. Yeah. Because I need you in the right
Slightly
spirit.
Nervous.
Are you?
I mean, because Tracy wasn't really...
Jeremy, you don't...
I thought he doesn't get nervous.
She don't really be on these
Tracy
episodes. Yeah. And so for her to want to come on, I just feel like...
It's a special occasion.
It's a special yeah, occasion.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be optimistic about it.
For sure.
There we
but
go.
Let them know why I'm here today.
Oh, this is all about accountability, y'all.
Yes.
This is all about accountability. And for in order for us to take ourselves to the next level, we have to show ourselves sometimes through the next leader. You know, and so y'all see the face of the company.
I'm big on accountability.
But y'all,
so y'all
know
talk,
that the leadership and the level that goes on behind the scenes goes through my big
right.
sis. Like, this is Tracy we talking about. So there are some things that you can only see Jeremy through the lens. It's from Tracy. So we have to bring in our big homie for this episode. You know what I'm saying? My sister, Tracy Anderson. So let's welcome her real quick.
I love it. Welcome, babe.
Tracy, let's go. Let's go, man. I'm excited. You know, sometimes I joke on Jeremy a lot. Y'all get it. And matter of fact, he probably jokes on me more because he's a bully. But after that, the truth of the matter is that sometimes when Jeremy just gets real focused, he like scrunches up his face. And you'll probably see the passion. But if you ever got a direct command from Jay when he's serious, he almost turns into like a little angry bird.
That is,
like, have y'all ever played the game Angry Birds?
Gosh.
Like, it's like the little bird, you know, the red one and the yellow one, the little.
So you call me a little bird?
Like, I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying it's you got tendencies. But I wonder if that aggression comes from a certain place. And everybody tends to see that Jeremy has his passion except him. Tracy, can you confirm or deny
and
this?
I can definitely confirm.
Ooh.
But I wasn't going to say Angry Bird.
Okay.
I was going to use, what is the guy from Fantastic Four that just turns onto flames?
The Human Torch.
The Human Torch. That is a better analogy. You know how he can just turn it on just like that?
Yes.
And he just catches on fire?
Oh my gosh.
That is not.
That is a better analogy.
I am cool, man.
But
where does it come from? Cucumber, huh?
Where does it come from?
I don't know what y'all talking about. I'd be cool, man. I'd just be cooling.
I feel like you'd be cool with us, but Tracy really sees the raw everything. So if she's saying this is happening, it's happening.
So it's like we might go somewhere and something might upset me. Nothing that she does. But it's like something might upset me. And you know what I'm saying? But I don't be like, it ain't really that deep, man.
But you can see it instantly. Can't you see
sure.
it instantly?
Have you ever had... Okay, let me give you my example. Jeremy, you my brother. I love you. You know that, right?
What you about to come with, yes.
Well, you my guy,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been out to eat with Jeremy? If somebody don't come to the table in a in an amount of time that Jeremy... See, this is why, this average, they don't even know how I was about to bless them. See, I'm trying to bless somebody, and I'm just like, Jeremy, what's going on? What's going on?
That's after I waited 10 minutes.
No.
Or four.
Not 10.
Or four. It just depends. Jeremy, depending on how hungry you are and how expectant or excited you are about this moment, we'll put a little bit of pressure on the person that don't even know you yet.
Oh, my gosh.
It may just come out of nowhere. And at least for me, I'll be like, yo, we just having a good time. He's like, where they at? Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can go find them for
and,
you.
But here go my brief, right? So Tracy be like, we're not in no rush. I'm like, it's not the point of us being in a rush. If we've been here for 8 minutes, ain't somebody going to come by and say, hey, I'll be with you shortly?
Uh-oh.
But I'm the bad guy?
He's heating up.
Okay, so.
I'm not upset.
Wait. We went from 10 minutes to 8 minutes.
Right.
We're about to get to 2 minutes right now.
I'm just throwing numbers up.
You ask for water when you sit down. If they don't bring it immediately, you upset.
No, I'm not even tripping on that. Especially if you got buku multiple tables. We probably going to pay for somebody else's table food too. Yeah, like, oh, I come in there with the spirit of wanting to bless folks. Mm-hmm. But I do get slightly frustrated, you know what I'm saying, if, you know, I just, it's a certain way I like to operate. And I want to be treated how I treat others.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, and when that's not the case, it is discouraging.
But what if everybody does not operate with the level that you operate? How do you give them the grace to grow? Or do you just immediately just turn it on like that? Because I may say some things and you may get irritated with me. I'll be thinking like, you know what? But it doesn't bother me anymore. So I think that how do you give people the grace to grow?
It's a great question.
Do you give people? No, that's cap,
because you can't even name a time when I got upset with you.
Oh.
I just called you out, too.
Yes, so, sir. When was it? It wasn't yesterday.
I don't know.
Whoa!
Was that yesterday? Saturday?
It was recent?
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Tracy,
no.
Yes. No. He called you out. No. We gonna let Tracy rebuttal.
It's not about, look.
He said it's not about, it's not, wait.
So
she can't remember, Jay, is what she's saying. She can't remember. Can you acknowledge that?
I mean, I don't know what she's referencing. But it's okay. So look. What? I think I do give grace often, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a dictator. I do get upset sometimes, and, you know, I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's because I operate at a level. All right, I'm capping a little bit. I get hot, man. What? I get so internally, I get so angry, and I got to figure out why. I don't show it, but I get so frustrated because sometimes I'd be like,
well, let us tell you if you show it. But
I just be like, why? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I am kind of going through a process trying to figure out why. Because I do wish I could just be like, oh man, this didn't happen. And just be like, you know, oh well. Mm-hmm. I can't oh well it though. Mm-hmm. And so I am kind of in a weird space. I guess I operate. And then I have times when I can be hella patient.
For sure.
Hella patient. Then I have times where...
I see that with the kids. Yeah. I see that with the kids.
And then I have times where even not, you know, things might... All right, so for instance, I'm going to give you an example.
I love it.
So when we checked into the Hilton at our last mastermind,
okay,
I want things to be right for my people, right? I got Jessica there. Shout out to Jessica, Coach Lundy. She's one of our keynote writing coaches.
Shout
powerful woman of God, amazing speaker. She got Jessica there. I got Chris. You know, I take care of my people, bro.
Yeah.
Tracy had it set up. You was there, right, babe? You know what I'm about to say, too, right? Tracy was there, and, you know, the card was on file, and we had worked with this hotel probably two other times, three. Like, so they should know, bro, when we have an event and we put our company card on file, like, everybody should be set. Like, everybody should be Gucci. So we're there, and we get there, and then they ask Chris for a card. I'm like, bro, he ain't got to give you no card.
Right.
You know, his account is set, and Tracy's right here. Tracy's like, I sent the fax. I sent the email. You acknowledge it. You got it. And the person's there, she's like, oh, but... And it, bro, it was just average. And I'm like... So I'm getting a little frustrated because I'm like, look, we go through this often. Come on now, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, get them sorted. And so so they're like, okay, well, we need a card. And Tracy's like, I filled out the ACH form. Like, it's already covered.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, I talked to Star, whoever. And Star, she's like, yeah, that's me. She's like, so you should have it. And they're like, well, it didn't go in the system. So I'm like, yo, but that's not on us. Like, come on now. Y'all should get y'all stuff. So I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah.
So then my man says, this is what got me hot. This is when I turned into a fireman. My man said, okay, so you want me to just charge? I was like, yeah, just whatever card's on file, use it. So my man says, sir, the card didn't go through. And he says it like out loud.
To make it sound like y'all broke. Because I know that, yeah. I know that. It's the Walmart, you got too many items. Try to
it's
play
like,
you like.
It's like it's, the spirit of God began to descend away from. I was so hot. And I called him on it.
Yeah.
I said, bro, that's not professional. I said, bro, I'll give you this Amex right here. They ain't got no limit, bro. I'm thinking like, I think it was like we had another card. They like had to expire or whatever. I was like, but bro, you don't say that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Somebody could be embarrassed. I was like, bro, that's not even, like, what you doing? And so he was just, he just put his head down because he knew he was wrong.
Of course.
But like, that stuff irritates me. So I want to get to a point where I just can be smooth with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the area in which I have to grow. And I think, and it probably stems from me internalizing some things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give, my wife or kids to smoke that I could.
What you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I let a lot of things slide. I play cool with a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you tell Tracy, bro, I don't be in here going off. Like, this energy y'all see, I don't hear her with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I think because I might, it's like, but after a while, after so much dodo, it's just like, okay, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I'm outward. And so, if that makes any sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, since you're used to operating at an optimal level, and most people aren't, I think when it does come to average, you do get upset. But what Tracy was saying was grace. Like, maybe there is like a growth period in grace with other people who aren't even wanting to operate at that optimal level, that are just like existing in this world. And when they meet somebody like you, it's like their whole world is turned upside down because you're ready for it right now. And they're just like, wait, I'm just kind of cool in a peaceful state. But because they meet a you, that piece is like interrupted. So like, how do you think there's a part where you do need to grow in grace a little bit?
I think that's unfair. Because the way that sounded, it sounded like somebody say, I'm just chilling, I'm just doing my job. And because they're not up to a standard, I'm biting their head off and I done killed their zeal. If I'm ever audible, you know what I'm saying? It's because it needs to be addressed. So for the record, I'm not never like somebody just didn't do a good job and I'm biting their heads off. Like, I'm not that guy.
Right.
But if you disrespectful, if you average, if you lazy, it does upset me. And then sometimes I have to realize, like, yo, this is where you are. This ain't your passion. You know what I'm saying? And so I need to be the type of person, when you leave my presence, I have a better impact. But I think it's because I internalize so much, you know, and I smell it. I can smell the average, you know what I'm saying? And because I want more from, because I'm like, yo, if you can't be great at this little job here, like, you ain't gonna never get to where you gotta be.
But that's also not right to say to people, though.
I don't never say that.
Because
I've never said that.
Okay.
Right.
Because
y'all gotta give me
more. Like you say, it's seasons. People can be going through something and they could be feeling like really low.
Absolutely.
And for you to, like, you know, in a way speak that over them.
I don't speak that over them. I think y'all getting it because you're getting it misconstrued. Let me be clear. I am never
He's never said it, but I think that you know, what she is asking is how do you decide when to voice it?
Yeah, when to voice it, and
when not to voice it.
Because
I only voice it if it's extreme. If somebody is just, when we went to a restaurant, somebody take 10 minutes to come, I ain't finna, when the last time I went off on somebody in the restaurant? Now, I might be upset. You might see I'm frustrated, right. But let the people know, like, I ain't about, man, what took you so long? Just because I'm a black man, I ain't on that.
No, never actually.
Okay, thank you. But the listeners will hear this and will think that I just be biting people's head off and be dogging people out. You're going to be average for the rest of your life. I ain't on that. That's what y'all was.
But do you give them a chance to redeem themselves?
I mean, but sometimes it ain't even that deep. I get whatever product or service is and I keep it moving. I just want to get to a point where it don't even faze me.
Right.
That's what I was about to say.
I got
to
get to that point where it don't faze me.
I just feel the energy shift. Like you said,
you know what I'm saying? Because I be having to shake that thing like, man, let me just get that off me. Let me just get what I'm getting and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because people are in different seasons of their lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just got to get it to where, you know, it doesn't faze me. Prime example, when we talked about one of the recent podcasts. Mm. This is an example.
Right.
And something was supposed to happen that didn't happen.
Right.
Bro, I was instantly hot. Mm. I was instantly hot. Now, I didn't call this person and lash out, but I was hot.
Gotcha, yeah.
Where can I get to a point when I'm like, oh, okay, well, y'all think this is a good learning lesson. I think I'll reach out to her and, you know, we had this conversation, you know what I'm saying? So next time he does the edit, he can know what I want. I want to get there as opposed to, but I said it. But you didn't watch it? But you're not paying attention? Like, that's what frustrates me. If I feel like somebody is just doing the least, and you internally. Let me be clear. If I'm in a grocery store and somebody ringing up my stuff, or I'm at a restaurant and you average, that don't really fade me like that. If you within our fold, that makes me hot.
Gotcha.
If you within our, we done had some conversations where I'm like, bro, what you getting comfortable? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And so that's what gets me hot, because you know how we operate.
Yeah.
And so, but again, that's the area in which I'm kind of growing.
Okay, you don't hold on to that though, right?
Yeah, I let
you
it go.
Process it and let it go. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I think I do. Okay. I think I. I ain't walking around with grudges.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say he mess up, right? And you tell him about it. The next time he mess up, you're gonna be like, "I told you the last time," or are you gonna be like,
yes,
"You know what?
No, I'm absolutely gonna say I told you the last time because I did."
And I will say this though, when it comes to an alpha male, like this mature, aggressive, masculinity can be misinterpreted. All he's saying is that he cares. That's really all he's saying. But depending on people.
Is that how it's received?
How they receive his passion, his energy coming from a man, their interpretation of it is it, are you, what's going on?
Are you coming in high?
So I relate to this very well, his energy, because he's literally, remember you said all that external energy, I don't really give it to him, but my people, because I care so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
But other people, are based on where they are, they interpret that response as like, you coming at me.
Right.
You trying to say something. And really, the ethos, the purpose, his why is because of
cake. True. But if it's not received that way, it's always twisted around. So if someone is saying, you know what, people come at me like this all the time and they're always defensive, even though you're coming from a very appealing standpoint, they're not going to receive it that way because they're like, wait, why are you talking to me like this? Don't disrespect me. Don't, you know, come at me too high.
And why is society so soft? When did it be disrespectful to hold somebody accountable?
I was about to ask a question.
But they do have to know you as a person to know that this is the way you deliver.
Is it on Jay or is it on them? Is it a match of both?
I'll take the hit. I will say it's probably both, but I'll take the hit. It's on me. But I also will say this again, when it comes to external, it ain't. Yeah, if it's a ballet dude, if it's a server at a restaurant.
People that aren't close
yeah,
to
it's
you.
Yeah, it's like, not, I'm, no. I'm like, now I'm only going to tip you 20%.
No.
When I would have tipped you 40%. Because I ain't tripping. You done messed up the order. Like, I ain't tripping. I ain't biting nobody head. Let me tell you something. Nobody leaves my presence and they feel worse. There was a time. I remember I went into it. This is probably 4 years ago. I went into an Ace Hardware. I think it was an Ace Hardware. I was buying something. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was average. Mm-hmm. Oh, she had it. She had an average shirt on everything. Like, tatted on her neck. Average. It was bad.
Shirt,
and I remember, hey, look. Watch this. I remember thinking like, oh my God, like you were so rude. You on your phone. You so average. Like her attitude towards me. And I remember thinking like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, don't put that on me. And so I was just like, that's not even. We had an exchange, and I walked out with an attitude, and I kind of had that energy. Like, yo, you ain't gonna never. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, go on. Yeah. Now, I didn't say that to her, but I was just feeling like your customer service. Like, I think I even told her like, yo, if I own this place, like I will fire you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was bad. Like, she was disrespectful, and so I remember walking away thinking like. Holy Ghost was like, bruh, you don't know what she got going on in her world. And that could have been an opportunity for you to minister to her, to pour into her, to rise above the disrespect. And because you could, like, Chris is helping me see the humanity in people.
Yeah.
I wasn't on humanity. I'm on like, hey, I don't deserve this attitude. So I matched her with that energy. And God was like, bruh, you're supposed to be a Christian. Like, you're supposed to be powerful. You come on, mighty man of God. You know what I'm saying? Jesus was like, man, when people came, they was possessed when they came around me. But when they left my presence, they was healed. I'm sorry. So God was just like, bro, I need you to be the type of person when they come around your presence. So I'm there now, kinda. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, go. I can back up. When it comes to our team, we might have to address some things. I might get upset. But there is a level that I'm trying to grow to now to where it's like it don't even fade me. Case in point, I'm going to share one more thing. I'm in traffic. I'm not going to tell you how recent this was. But this lady, I'm not going to tell y'all what nationality she is.
Well, are you going to tell us a story? Jay, what are you going to do?
So
my God.
We driving.
Hey,
so
guys, I'm going to tell you something without telling you anything.
I guess I'm not going fast enough. She honks at me. Hey, the next time he cut me off, don't zip to him. You keep it right here on me, okay? Because you just giving him energy. You
first
stay right
of all,
here. Man.
He told you
so
to
look,
be great.
So y'all I'm sitting here driving, and she honks, and she pulls up next to me, and she gives me the finger. Now, Chris, Tracy, babe, I wish I could have been like, man, she's having a rough day. Man, God bless her. You know what I'm saying? Help her feel better. But that's not the energy. My first thought was like, I know this chick didn't just... Man, if you, I bet you wouldn't have that energy if we was in the elevator together. You'd be clenching your purse. Facts. You can do that to the wrong person, they're gonna follow you to the crib.
Right.
Then I was thinking, like, bro, why did I instantly go there? Not that I was gonna follow her to the crib or nothing. Course, but I was just so upset. So I was like, man, I wanna get to a point where that don't even faze me. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, okay, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But sometimes it's like, let me keep that here though. You know what I'm saying?
Jeremy, I think that we all have two selves, right? We got our best self, we got our worst self.
Come on, talk
God
to
is
me.
Bringing you from a place that you were at and taking you to a whole nother level, right? At your stage right now, like you said, you've given so much grace in different spaces. Sometimes it's easy to feel like people don't remember that people would never do that to you. Like, people knew not to play with you certain ways. So when in certain places, like, the old you loves an opportunity to show people why I don't play that. So when somebody tries you, it's just like, oh, all right, bet. You didn't know I was me. So let me show you that you want, let me show you why you'll never do that again. But that's flesh. And so you're wrestling between it. So your first reaction is like, chick, you know, you're right.
But even that like, I don't know if that's somebody on the team, but it's like, you know, we recording podcasts. Why would you ring the doorbell? You text somebody. Right. That makes me high.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, but maybe not. Maybe it was the Uber package or Amazon. Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's just an example. Don't say nothing to them.
Right.
I think it's also, you know, shows that, you know, your passion. And I think when, as far as the team is concerned, you know, just because I think we both love hard, you know, and just want the best out of people. And for them to, you know, get to that and get to this next level.
I might challenge you and be upset. Tracy just let you go. So what's worse?
She's like, that's it. I do not deny that.
So you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's a process. And I think it's because we've had trust issues in the past. You know, when it comes to work and business, you know, our people, you know, well, one of my biggest things is I'd rather you steal from me than me feel like you're taking advantage or you don't appreciate the sacrifice, the position that you're in. If I feel like you're taking advantage of the situation.
You said you'd rather somebody steal from you?
Yes.
Then do what?
Yes. Then I feel like I'm being taken advantage of or not appreciated. Because I love hard. Like, we love hard.
Yeah.
And so if I start feeling like, oh, ain't nothing good enough for you, or you taking advantage of the situation, I'm like, oh, okay. Are you just doing the least to get by?
I think I'm the same way.
Yeah, you don't belong here.
That's true. Because you don't value things the same way you value people. Right. So when you take an investment in that, you single-handedly chose someone to be a part of that, to be able to have Jewel and Jackson as a nephew and niece, you know what I'm saying? To have access to your wife in close proximity for her to be herself. Like you said, Tracy's very intentional. Since you're very intentional with your energy and who you give your time to. So for us to see y'all in y'all's sacred space and do that and then not be genuine or not be invested, that is a slap in the face. So I absolutely agree with that. Also, to give you a little bit of slack, too, I also think that you're one of the few leaders who will sit here and let people see you in a vulnerable space enough for them to even acknowledge or relate to you in this way. Like, bosses don't do that. It's like, hey, y'all work on y'all. I'm your boss. Don't worry about it. I'll work on me when I need to work on me. I'm paying y'all. You do what I told you to do. And there's a level of respect or what they say, fear in that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people say, I'd rather have fear than respect. Like, don't worry about respecting me. You just know that I'm the one who can get stuff done. But for you all to be able to sit here and even show us that you're so committed to next level, the reason why you require so much from everybody else is because you require that from yourself. You require yourself Absolutely. To be everything that God has called you to be first. So, of course, you're going to demand that from everybody else because you're not even giving yourself slack.
And there is a true sadness that I have when I come across average. So Chris, when you say like grace, like I'm taking everything you're saying and I pair what Chris says, like seeing the humanity of people, but there is a sadness there, but then I can also see extreme greatness in some people. Like Tracy tell you, it's been some place I'm like, boo, we hired this person, wouldn't we? I'm like, man, I swear I hired you if we had a position. And so that energy is the same.
Yeah.
So the same way I might be like, Stevon, bro, step your game up. Like, don't get comfortable. Like, we already talked about this. Why are we having to talk again? At the same time, you're going to come to Australia with me.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so it's just like, so you have that give and take. But I do got to make some changes. And I got a counseling session set up Wednesday, because I do feel that inferno. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I do. It may be because I take so many other darts directly or indirectly, or I take so many other stripes on my back that people don't see. Yeah. That, and I bottle so much up. I think that's where it's just like, I get to that point where it's like, so sometimes, babe, you probably thinking like, it wasn't even that deep. And I'm like, okay, I'm soul searching. She said it wasn't that deep. I'm like, it wasn't that deep. It's because of 2-3 other things that maybe, like you said, Chris, maybe I didn't address or I let it pass. And so now I feel a certain type of way.
You know what I'm saying? It's boiling over. So, yeah, it's at that point, no, I was going to say at that point, it's come to a head. It's just exploding at this point.
So, Tracy, how are you able to be so copacetic and then let somebody go? Like, that been around you or been able, like where's the math in that? Because you can sit there like this same expression that you have.
And give you your pants.
And give it everything. Like, Tracy, like, it's really phenomenal.
You're not about to mess up my piece.
Like, it really blows my mind because sometimes you can look at Tracy and be like,
what is she thinking?
I can't tell what she's thinking. Right. Of course.
Yes. I had to grow to be. Yes. I think because many people may not hear, I guess my thoughts, or just because I don't necessarily talk a lot, they may think that I don't have any feelings, but I actually feel a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, like I have.
The people that don't talk the most.
Yes.
Feel the much. They feel the most.
Yes, we do feel the most. And I think that I have to protect that. And I had to learn to protect that.
So how do you protect that? Because to us, it looks protected. Okay? Like, I'm telling you right now.
That's how, because you'd be like, I'm in my own world.
From my animated emotional self, like, I look at you and I'm just like, must be nice. like, you done Jay Shetty'd the mess out of this. Like, that's think like a monk on another level. Like, you don't feel anything. You give it right to the Holy Spirit. Like, God, this is all yours. Like, how do you go about doing that to keep your energy consistent?
I mean, I think you have to learn to protect your peace at any cost. Yes, so, at any cost.
So is that what you think about if you're letting someone go? That you really care about, that you really saw potential in, that you really believed in?
Like, yeah, but I feel like that if they knew me as a person, that they would not want to hurt me. And I do not mind letting them go. Like, it is what it is. Like, I can just cut you off and that will be okay with my soul. I know that it's bad to say.
I don't know if it's bad. I just think that it's honest.
Yeah, I mean, it is honest. I will just.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other side is hurt.
It is well with my soul for me. Yeah, and so we process things differently, right?
Okay.
Because, you know, for me, it's like, I hate to see you go.
Yeah.
But it's just like, but, you know,
but
this
I love
the
to
bed,
watch them leave. Wait,
this
wait,
the
that's
bed.
A difference.
Yeah, this the bed you made. So I'm just like, I wish you was here, but you fumbled the ball. You fumbled the bag. Like, so you're not with us no more. You know what I'm saying? But I think for me, because I am naturally a passionate person, like, I can't change that. And so even though she sometimes feels I go from 0 to 100, it might be more like 0 to 85, you know what I'm saying? But it's that extreme, but I'm a love just as hard.
Yeah.
And I'm a pour just as hard. And I'm a minister just as hard, you know what I'm saying? And so I just need to find in this new season a better balance to do that. And Chris, you tell me what you think, but we had a conversation recently. There's a really, really awesome special event we're going to be doing. And we have some other people that's in our elite program going to be a part of it. And this person, you know what I'm saying? We did a prior event with them and I had to clean some stuff up, you know what I'm saying? And then we're doing another event and they done changed the dates a few different times. So I got on the phone with Buddy. I'm like, bro, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this is not black excellence. This ain't good business. It's like, bro, I got my name on this. We got people in our community booking flights. I was like, bro, you being average. Right. Like, this is not good. And then my man started hitting me with some excuses. Bro, I'm about to throw up. I'm in with the driver. I'm like, bro, I'm about to throw up all on your Escalade, bro. I don't do it. You miss me with excuses, bro. Yeah. And so I got so hot. So Chris was on the phone. And so, but Chris, you think she'd have been proud? She'd have been proud. Let me tell you something. I said, I kept calling her brother. I said, young bro, hear me out here. I get it. Everybody got, see it from my point of view. Mm. I put my name on this thing. I invite other people to be a part of it. They booking flights. They making, I'm like, bro, I travel, bro. Yeah. I just been in 4 different cities over the past week. Like, yeah. I got a lot going on. Now I got to remove this date. I said, bro, I asked you when you first told me, is that the venue? It's locked in. Now you just now tell me. I said, bro, that's not good. Someone said that's misleading. And I said, bro, I just want you to operate in the right spirit. I know you got a lot going on. Everybody got a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? And so I was, in a way, I coached him through it. You know what I'm saying? And so, and then he tried to say, oh, well, maybe Chris was confused. I said, let me tell you something, bro. Chris is one of the smartest, sharpest individuals I know. Miss me with that, bro. You wasn't clear with your communication. That's what really had me hot. And I got Chris on the phone.
Because he tried to throw him under the bus.
Bruh. I'm like.
So Jay did do a great job of, like, helping him see himself and with the victim mentality. I got a lot going on. And he was throw stories out. Okay. And then he finally was just like, my bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
On the tool, he kind of like, you know, what can we do?
Gotcha.
So Jeremy had to get him there. Like, it took a long time for him just to get him.
Did it end up working together? Like, is it still?
Well, we'll see. The verdict is still out. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The dates got pushed back.
Gotcha.
But you know, I always try to give that grace, you know, with everything. It's like, this is the process. This is all a part of the process. Mm-hmm. And I saw, like, okay, I go into every conversation, what do I want the takeaway to be?
Okay.
How do I want this person to feel? You know, I dropped the ball recently with Tracy. Because I remember when I was in Nashville and I hit Tracy on something that I wanted her to do and I thought she should have did. And I was just like, hey, you didn't do this. She sent me a voice note back. It's like, hey, I don't appreciate that energy. She was like, I don't appreciate that pressure. Like, I got a lot going on. I'll get to it. It ain't that deep. And I remember, and this is an hour later, I'm thinking like, my voice note wasn't even that deep. I went back and listened to it and I was like, oh, I was a little hot, and I wasn't yelling, I wasn't fussing, but the tone. Mm. Like, when I said, come on, babe, like, you already know, babe. Like, come on, babe.
Mm. Energy.
She was like, bro, I don't need that energy.
Yeah.
And that's rare, right? But it's, I still realize. So what did I do? I sent her a text and a voice note. Mm. Had to let her hear my voice. Like, hey, boo, you right. I listened to it, like, my bad. Because I go into every conversation, like, what do I want the takeaway to be? How do I want this person to feel? What do I want the end result? So when I'm on the phone with this clown, I shouldn't call him a clown. When I'm on the phone with this young cat, and I'm kind of, and he a grown man, let me be clear.
Mr. Bozo.
But yeah, when I'm on the phone with my man, I knew I didn't want that conversation to just be me just scolding him. I wanted it to be a conversation of growth. So I had to keep that in mind.
You know, I got a level of respect for what just happened behind the scenes. I think we don't really realize it, but what you said is that something shifted in y'all's conversation. And the impact was, is that you were able to shift something to make sure that you were changing your energy toward him, and it had nothing to do with the outcome of the situation.
I asked y'all,
did it work out? You were just like, it's still pending. Like, it just still depends, you know what I'm saying, whether or not it works itself out. But that's not the focal point.
Right.
Your focal point is not whether or not we end up doing business together or not. My focal point is, am I my best self in this situation
still
for myself and for you? I think that's huge takeaway, because I think a lot of times we look at success, whether or not, well, did it go through or not? Did we get this bread from this or not? And for you to go to the next level and still say, you know what? I just want to know that he was still became better as a result of me being around.
Right.
I still left here as my best self, that we can still do business later on and be respectful when we see each other in public. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a better thing, because that's showing who you are as a person and as a child of God, as a son of God, a man of God.
So when you get this upset, how do you de-escalate?
Like, how long does it take for you to get back to your normal self?
I don't know. What would you say, Trace? Pretty quick?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
depends
quick.
Depends on the situation. It depends on the situation.
Yeah, I just have to calibrate it. You know what I'm saying?
And I think also you just have to process through.
Yeah.
Yeah. More so like, could I have handled things differently?
Oh,
or, you know, I think it's always a self-reflection. I think that goes for anybody. But I think, what would you tell somebody, you know, as we wrap this episode up, you know, how to deal with people, how to manage your emotions, like.
Run through them and don't take no slack from nobody. Run straight through them. I'm just playing. Maybe not.
Like, hold on.
Yeah, no. So, you know, I would, you know, try to give people the
same grace. What episode were we filming? I was like, he was like, run through him. And I was like, don't take. I was like, okay, I want to follow him. I was like, this is my leader. Let me see. I'm going to run right behind him. But run through him. I was like, we just did an episode with Chris. He was just talking about me tackling older women. Yeah, like, no. What are we doing?
So, you know, I would probably, my advice to somebody listening, you know, is, you know, what I don't know, take some time to breathe. I'm still processing it. You know what I'm saying? I think for me, it's managing expectations. That's the really the heart of it. I got to learn to manage my expectations, right? If I go to a restaurant where the average ticket price is, you know, super high, whatever, like it's a certain level of service versus if I go to Chili's. But the reality is I might go to Waffle House and get phenomenal service there. Like they know me and Jewel when we get there. They know what our order is. Like it's the reason why I be tipping her damn near double whatever. If the deal is $40, I might give her $30 just because I walked in. You was like, hey, sweetheart, you ready for school? I'll have your orange juice and your water right out. I have your hash browns with the jalapenos and the cheese. And dad, I have boom, 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 boom. I'm thinking like, oh, I can't wait to put $40 on this little tip line. And so I just, for me, I have to learn to manage expectations because everybody ain't going to have that energy. And I got to learn to manage expectations. And so I talked to Chris about some things and talked to Nick about some things. And I'm seeing, okay, there are some gaps in my leadership. Maybe people need more coaching. Maybe we didn't onboard them the right way. And then looking at the DISC assessment and their personality. So, y'all, this episode really is like more so me kind of doing some inner work to figure out, why do I get so hot? And then, like, when I do get hot or I do get upset, like, God is, I can't help it, bro. He's wired me this way. He has wired me. I can't turn this sucker off. I can do a better job of managing it and being intentional about where I shift my energy and not just be flowing. And I got to stay in that spirit realm. If not, that sucker can get ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so, yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that because I was about to go into something else, but we just going to go there for a minute. Yeah.
And I think that goes for everybody. Everybody, you may turn into the Fantastic Four guy and somebody may turn into the Incredible Hulk. I think it goes with everybody, just managing their expectations and, you know, trying to
see the best. What do you call it? Emotionally? Emotional intelligence or emotional maturity?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so both. And so I feel like I have, I'm high, but it also depends on how I'm feeling.
Right.
Like my counselor said, halt. If you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, she's like, bro, watch it.
Wow.
My counselor literally is like, Jeremy, never forget halt. If you're ever hungry, angry, you feel lonely, or you tired, she's like, just watch how you move and operate.
Wow.
Because you can go from one extreme to the next. And she said, I've seen a trend of when you feel one of those four. So, like, that thing, hangry, like, that's a thing.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
for sure.
Yeah, and so there are times when I find myself, but that's why I got to do some more inner work to keep growing. And so, to our next levelers out there, like, you know, like, y'all already know what it is. Like, it's a process, right? And, you know, we all have different ways and areas to grow, and some it can be easier than others, but I need to not only have the same expectations I have for people that I have for myself, but also extend the same amount of grace that I would want extended for me. And I think the pursuit of that is what Next Level Living is all about. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on-